Well, believe it or not, I actually have some good news for you today, folks. The good news is that we're not going to have to wait that much longer for this whole thing to flip. And by this whole thing, what I mean is the fake Biden regime, the rigged elections, the vaccine genocidal holocaust against humanity, all of this, it's all going to flip. And how do we know that? Well, we've hit some markers now that are quite substantial. One of them is that all of these Biden-supporting teachers in New York City are taking to the streets to protest the vaccine mandates in New York. And these are people who are, you know, diehard Biden supporters for the most part. And they thought that Biden would support my body, my choice. And then they came to realize they actually elected a tyrant. And now they're marching in the streets and they're being fired, losing their jobs, being thrown out on the street, in essence. No more paychecks from the government. They're coming to realize that this is what happens when you work for government. And then that government turns into a terrorist organization trying to mass murder you. Yeah, you're going to lose your job because you're not complying with the genocide. But this is just a marker, just a sign of what's happening across the country and around the world. You think the people of Australia today still think that their government is pro-human rights? It's laughable, right? You look at the videos of Australian police kicking people in the face while they're already down, beating old ladies with batons, smashing people's faces until they bleed, right? Just overlay that in your mind with the Australian leaders claiming, oh, we care about human rights. No, 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 they don't. You're thugs. Australia's becoming North Korea. And America's becoming Australia. And we're all becoming Venezuela, too, on the financial front, but that's a different story. So the tide is turning. Look at the culture wars. Look at the musicians, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, and others who are coming out and saying, hey, question the vaccines. You got NBA stars coming out. I don't know their names because I don't watch sports, but they're coming out and saying, hey, I support vaccine choice. It's a choice. You can't force people to take these shots. Now, there's a great collision that is imminent. It's coming very soon. The collision is that the Biden regime is trying to accelerate mass vaccinations as quickly as possible because, of course, he's been ordered by China to, you know, murder as many Americans as possible, as quickly as possible. So he's in a tremendous hurry to carry out mass casualties, a genocidal attack. But at the same time, they've now gone past the voluntary phase where people lined up and wanted the vaccines. They're now in the phase where they have to coerce people or threaten people. And people are pushing back. People are pushing back hard against that. And the harder Biden pushes on the vaccines, the more people are going to push back. And that's what we're seeing. Even Black Lives Matter leaders in New York are saying, enough, we're going to protest the vaccine mandates just to protect Black lives. I mean, when Black Lives Matter is fed up with the tyranny of the left, you know something has changed. And yet, that's where we are right now at this moment. When school teachers in New York City realize they've all been condemned to death by lethal injection by the left-wing court system, and they start protesting it, you know something's changed. And that's where we are. So the backlash is gaining steam across pop culture, you know, musicians, sports stars, and so on. But also, just in firsthand knowledge and experience, people across America, they all know somebody who died after taking the vaccine. And that's something that has only become recently true because of all the vaccines that were given earlier in the year are really killing lots and lots of people now. And so everybody knows someone who's dead after taking the vaccine. And yeah, I mean, the media can lie about it and the CDC can lie and they can cover up the VAERS statistics and so on, but they can't take away the firsthand knowledge that people have. It's like, yeah, I used to know, you know, Jake, he lived next door. Jake was healthy and he took the vaccine and Jake's dead. You know, that's you can't take away that knowledge from people. And everybody knows somebody who's dead from the vaccine. So the backlash is gaining steam. And the desperation is also increasing on the part of the regime. These two forces are going to collide in a monumental clash that is going to red pill the crap out of leftists and whoever's in the center who's still oblivious. They're going to get red pilled like never before. And I don't know what the trigger event is going to be. I don't know if it's going to be videos of, I don't know, National Guard troops shooting school teachers in New York City or something like that. But there's going to be some kind of trigger event that's going to make Kent State of the 1960s look like nothing. It's going to be like a Tiananmen Square type of moment for America. And it's going to be bloody. It's going to show the overzealous use of force in the context of vaccines. I don't know if somebody's going to get on video a bunch of troops taking people to COVID death camps run by the CDC, yanking people out of their homes, separating families, whatever. I don't know what it's going to look like, but something big is coming and it's going to break big. And then it all turns. These are the kind of moments in history in which everything turns, kind of like a tearing down the Berlin Wall moment. And what was that, 1988, I think? And then Tiananmen Square in 1989, the fall of the Soviet Union 1991. You know, these kinds of moments in history are about to be seen here in America and Canada and Australia and so on. So for those of you who have been wondering, how long must we endure? The answer, my friends, is not much longer. We have endured a lot, I know. We've endured, you know, the censorship, the blacklisting, the shaming, the being ostracized by family and friends. We've all suffered tremendously under this. And yet, we must persist because we shall prevail as this whole thing turns. And the truth is revealed once and for all. And then you have a mass awakening of the former leftists and the former denialists. Well, really, the COVID cultists are going to wake up and just shake their heads out of their hypnosis slumber and go, oh my God, what were we doing? They're going to realize they were part of the vaccine Nazi regime, the Fourth Reich, which would be the pharmaceutical Reich and the vaccine Holocaust, and they were part of it. And they will live with shame for the rest of their probably short lives, since they got vaccinated, so they're actually not going to live that much longer. Maybe a couple of years, typically, before the blood clots overtake everything. So they're not going to be around that much longer, but they will live in shame for the years that they have remaining, or maybe it's only a few months they have remaining, who knows. But, you know, sad for them, they committed suicide with a needle. But for everybody else who resisted the vaccine, you're going to be vindicated. We are going to be able to take back our society for humanity, take it away from the medical Marxists. And people like Fauci are going to prison. They're going to be indicted and prosecuted for crimes against humanity. And it's not just Fauci. It's a long list. It's probably thousands of people in the United States alone. The bureaucrats, the scientists, the fake tarot journalists, a lot of them are going to go to prison for life. And it's coming. That day is coming. So just hold the line, folks. Don't give in now. Now that we're close to the finish line here, I know sometimes it doesn't look like it, but it's true. We're getting very close to the finish line. A breaking day, a day of reckoning is almost here. And so just maintain your virtue, maintain your truth, your morals. Make sure that you do not give in to the vaccine. Do not commit suicide at this late stage, obviously. You know, hold the line and you're going to be okay. We're going to get through this. Make sure you've got food. Make sure you're prepped. We're going to get through this. Make sure you got a means of self-defense. There will be a temporary societal collapse of some kind that's going to happen. There's going to be shortages. There's going to be probably a financial collapse that's being engineered as well. Make sure you're ready for this. The truth is coming out. The people are turning against the regime. And those of us who hold the line together in faith and in truth and with virtue and personal morality, we shall prevail. And it's closer now than it ever has been before. I'm not saying this winter is going to be easy. It's going to be tough. We're going to collapse into some kind of hell. But out of that, there's going to be a rebirth and a mass awakening. The red-pilling moment for America is almost here. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com.